welcome to All Our Pretty Songs,
a 90s rock podcast. I'm Seth.
I'm Marissa. Hi.
Hey, Riss. How's it going?
Good. Sunny sunshine.
Sunny sunshine. Here we are.
I just noticed the name of our what is this called? Our Zencaster space. Our virtual home.
Yeah. Of the, and it's also the name of my Google Doc, believe it or not, that I have open with my notes on it.
Mine is called Sun.
Oh, good call. Yeah, today's episode is about the sun, kind of.
The sun. Raw.
We're doing like a little, like a different thing than usual, I guess. We've done this before, our little one hit wonder thing. So we're doing two songs that are about is ridiculous. Two songs that like have the word sun in them in different forms. Yep. Is that a good way of putting it?
I think so.
So how do we do? Do we just, should I just say what they are? Or do you?
Let's name them.
Okay. So one of them is Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Len. And the second one is a little ditty by Sean Colvin called Sunny Came Home.
Sure is. Yeah. So I think like last time we did this, we talked about the songs like together, but this time we're going to like keep it separate.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I feel like, yeah, we'll attempt to keep it separate. I mean, there's a lot of overlap thematically with these songs, so...
Were you thinking, when we came up with this, were you thinking about springtime?
Oh, no, that's cute.
I just thought of it.
Maybe I was. I don't know. I feel like I was walking around. Maybe I was, because I remember I was outside when I got the idea, and it was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, maybe it was like a sunny day.
Yeah.
It's a cruel twist of irony that we're recording this on a rainy day.
Oh, is it raining? You know what? It was a nice day here, and now it's cloudy.
Okay. Yeah, it's like really rainy here. It's terrible.
That's a bummer.
I went outside. It was like my umbrella was like going this way and that. It was just atrocious. Committed this... to staying inside.
I wish our listeners could have seen what you were doing, but this way and that was a good way of like, making it visceral for the listener.
Well, okay. I was going to ask you, like, maybe you can lead on Steal My Sunshine.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm comfortable leading with the...
okay, good.
The Colvin vehicle.
Okay, so Steal My Sunshine by Len. Well,
does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged all laced, but it's all twisted wrong and neat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week. Impair my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Keep me versed and on my feet.
Really important song to me.
Ooh.
Over the years.
Wow.
Like kind of immediately, I remember thinking like, so there's a lot of memories that came flooding in.
Oh, but, wow. Because it came out in 99.
Yeah, it's late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really late.
And it was like, it's one of those ones where like, I feel like this was before I was like having discussions about like, samples in music and like songs that were making use of older songs or whatever, but like this song is like part of me becoming like aware of that in my memory. But the main thing I remember is like I worked at this day camp, like a summer camp over the summer, like for a few years at the end of high school and into college. And I remember there was like a guy who was a few years older than me who I worked with, who I thought was like super cool. And he like the original song, I should have looked this up, but the original, what was the song called that was like, I like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch?
Oh my God. It was like, what was that song called? I believe it's called Summer Girls.
LFO. Okay.
Yeah.
So like whenever.
Incredible song.
Yeah. A great song that we should discuss at some point. But whenever that song came out, I remember, and maybe it was even after, like, I don't, was it after this? I really don't remember. But like,
yeah,
I just remember the conversation about like, this is going to be a song of the summer. Like,
oh, yeah.
A summer song.
Total summer hit.
And I remember feeling that way about this song, too, about Steal My Sunshine, in a way where it was, like, the first time I, like, realized, like, what a summer song was.
Ugh, so true. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I feel like I remember this song being, like, I remember just, like, accepting that I liked this song. At the time,
such a good way of putting it.
Like, I didn't resist it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, I like this. And I was saying, I was texting you earlier, like, it's like, I realized that it's also in like the same category as Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Another song about the sun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like, yeah, there, that, I don't know. Also, it's like, it was late 90s. It's like, we personally were like getting, we were like at the end of high school. Like, it was like a fun time to experience the summer. And these songs were like these epic, like kind of like good, like, I don't know, like sunny vibes, like fun summer songs.
Yeah. The Steal My Sunshine has a really great vibe, even though, and like, I was actually just thinking about this idea today in another context, but like the song where it's like about something sad but sounds happy, like that's a move that I really like in music, like when we're like having fun, being real about the like the gloom of life, kind of.
Well, like, what was the thing I sent you?
Which thing?
Oh, I don't know. It's like when I was Googling Steal My Sunshine, it like allowed me to select like the question, what is the meaning of Steal My Sunshine by Len? What is the meaning of? So I naturally clicked it and it says, quote, the lyrics of Len's Steal My Sunshine aren't necessarily the easiest to decipher, but the overall idea in this sentence is my favorite sentence, but the overall idea it is meant to convey seems for the most part pretty clear. As a premise, the vocalist is suffering from depression.
There's so much funny about that. One is that like the vocal, it's like, it's, it, the main thing about this song is that there are two vocalists. Like,
right. They mean, like, they mean the speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Totally.
But I don't know who wrote this, because when you read this, what the song, like what the band says the song is about, it's quite different.
That's a good point. Yeah. Do you want to get into that?
Well, I guess I'll just, I mean, I think on the Wikipedia,
yeah, what did they
say? It said, according to Mumble C is his
Mark
stage name.
Costanzo.
Mark Costanzo. According to Costanzo, the song is about feelings of elation he experienced while attending an outdoor electronic music festival. We'll just say, in parentheses, on ecstasy.
There's a weird, in the background section on Wikipedia, it says Mark Costanzo went to a rave during a time when he and his sister Sharon had gone several months without speaking.
Wow, fascinating.
But then that never comes up again about not speaking. Like,
it's
what is
so interesting they weren't speaking.
I want to know why they weren't speaking.
But I was excited to learn their siblings. Like,
yeah,
I had no idea it was a sibling band.
Yeah, that part's fun. And
it
like
is.
And I'm very like moved by, well, like there, okay, so there's other things about this song too. I guess like one thing I kind of want to get into is just the phrase "steal my sunshine."
Incredible.
It's really good, right? It's like, it's a good way of like talking about sadness maybe, or about like feeling down.
Yeah.
Like that your sunshine has been stolen from you.
Well, then it's like, I was thinking about it like the song, like, "You Are My Sunshine," right? Because it's please don't take my sunshine away.
Yeah, good point.
But like, point. Yeah, like, I feel like it's like they're kind of, I guess, referencing that song. Perhaps.
I never thought of that. No, I think you're right. Well, I mean, like, structurally, it's funny to talk about this.
No, go thing. For it.
I love when there's this thing happens sometimes where I say something and it's like sounds so stupid to me as it's coming out of my mouth.
No, it sounds this amazing. Is one of those.
But structurally, but comma structurally, the like okay, like the way the there's like the little bits of dialogue before each verse of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Where like you're introduced to first to Mark's sadness and then later to Sharon's sadness.
Sharon's, yes.
And like and then you get like the first person narrative of Mark and Sharon like expressing their like sadness.
I feel like sadness is almost like I wouldn't know. Call them sad. But they are, it's weird because they are introduced as, they're not introduced as sad by their friends. Like, do you have those? I can't find the,
it's
the
on, like, on Genius.
Where like, they talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, will you read it?
Yeah. So for Mark's one, it's like, it's evidently it's people named Tim and Matt talking.
I think they're the other dudes in the band, maybe. So,
hey, Matt. Yeah, Tim. Have you talked to Mark lately?
Oh, shit. We should really be acting it out.
Wait, yeah, we should.
Okay, let me hold on. All right, one second here.
This is the best idea we've ever had. Is this gonna like break your internet?
Let's see. Hopefully not. Oh, oh God, no.
Should I send you a link?
No, it's fine. All right.
Wait, are you?
Do you want to? All right, you should go first. You're I'll Tim.
Okay. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Tim?
Oh, I should have asked it like a question, right? Hey, Matt?
Oh, does he ask like a question?
I don't,
all right.
I can't remember.
I think he's just saying hi. You're doing great.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Tim?
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down?
Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I can't tell you how much time I've spent thinking about the butter tarts thing over
okay.
the years.
What is your take?
I just love butter tarts.
What
also.
The fuck? Okay, I don't know what a butter tart is.
I guess I don't either, but I'm only realizing that right now. And in my head, it's like either like shortbread. Mm. Or, like, you remember those little, like, tins of cookies that you would get? The, like, the blue tin?
Like Entenmann's?
No, like, the butter cookies. Like,
what?
Like, there was the one shaped like a pretzel with little pieces.
Where would you get these?
These were everywhere. I guarantee you people who are listening to this know what I'm talking about. It was, like, this big tin of, like, stacks of cookies.
The blue tin?
Yeah.
It was so good.
They're fucking amazing.
They all had like sugar on them.
Yes. They were butter cookies.
They were so good. I forgot all about them. God.
That's
what
I think.
But
maybe a butter
tart
is something else.
Well, when you like click on it on Genius, there's a photo of what they think a butter tart is. It says butter tarts are small pastries in Canadian cuisine.
Oh, I forgot they're Canadian.
Because they're a Canadian band.
God, I fucking like, love Canadians.
I never like realized this conversation happened at the beginning of this song until like earlier when I was listening to this song today. Excuse me. But I don't know. Like, oh, Mark suggests they'll supply him with butter tarts. I feel like I was like, I made a face when I heard it, because I was like, I was worried it was like some weird sexual joke.
Oh, oh man. You have a sick mind.
I know, I have a sick mind. Like, yeah, because they sound like mischievous in this dialogue.
Right. Well, it's true. Like the laughing about.
Yeah, the laughing and like. Well, maybe we should cheer him up then. Like, it's weird that they're literally just talking about bringing him a treat. Like, you'd think they would be doing something more mischievous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That said, if people brought me butter tarts, it probably would improve my mood.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds amazing. But yeah, so that's kind of like the intro where Tim and Matt introduce...
Are we going to do the other one too?
Well, yeah, I guess we should, but it's like... We'll say, yeah, like then Mark comes in and kind of like narrates his experience.
Which has some moments of profundity. You know?
Certainly.
I mean, the lyric, we should talk about, the lyrics are really weird in these.
They're
like,
really weird.
Yeah. They're like very poetic. Like, I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. Mm. My mind was thugged, all laced and bugged, all twisted, wrong and beat. A comfortable 3 feet deep. Like, I don't need to keep going, but like, it's like they're just getting kind of like, what's the word for this? Like surrealist or something?
Yeah, it feels pretty surrealist. Right. Like, it does feel like it's like describing like maybe being on like drugs.
Could be.
Perhaps. Who knows?
Seems like a good guess.
And of course, you can't become. I was reading this like repeatedly earlier. Sure. And of course, or maybe I was reading something else, but this is like an enigma to me. And of course you can't become if you only saw what you would have done.
Oh, I thought if you only say what you would have done.
Oh, if you only say what you would have done.
Yeah.
Of course you can't become. Oh, okay. So it's like you can't like focus on like could have, would have, whatever.
It's like Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I get that. All right. I mean, yeah, should we
act out this other part?
What do you mean?
About Sharon.
Oh, no, you have to. I'll do the you can't do it.
No, we can do it. We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, which part do you want to take?
Well, I don't know. There's not enough to say here. We're making too big a deal out of this.
We really are.
Anyway, can I just explain? It's like these two people are talking, and he's like, I've never seen Sharon look so bad before. And the other person is like, I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Why'd you read it without letting us act it out? I was so excited to act it out.
I thought you were agreeing with me that we
didn't
have to.
No, no, no. I want to. Okay, let's do it right now.
Fine, fine.
Chad, come here.
Wow, look at her.
I know.
Man, I've never seen Sharon look so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night?
Well, Sharon, I love you.
Sharon, I love you, and the way he yells it in the song is really great.
It is. I also was like, what are the... I was just confused about, like, who Sharon was. Like, it's... I guess it's like she's, like, in their band and she's their friend, but I was like, who are they talking about? But yeah, it's like they're introducing... Yeah, so it's like, she looks bad. I guess she was just... Is she sad or does she just look, like, hungover?
I think both, maybe.
Yeah, maybe both.
I like in Sharon's verse... One thing that has been like really exciting to me all these years is later that week.
100%. I was really going to say, good. Like, we really need to normalize saying later that week.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, it's especially in storytelling. It's like so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's the best moment in the song for me.
Also, the concept of, I don't know what the beginning of this line, the line is, and I'm not only among, but I invite who I want to come. Like,
that,
but yeah. I love, I invite who I want to come.
That's the line that I was feeling really mystified by.
Yeah, it's mystifying.
I'm not only among, but I invite who I want to come. Wow.
Yeah.
So I missed a million miles of fun.
Yeah, we haven't unpacked Missing a Million Miles of Fun yet.
Incredible. I don't even know what to say about it.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It just like, we always do this thing where we like try to figure out the meaning. And then I realize that I never like that, like somehow until I have these conversations, I never like consider the overarching meaning. And I'm just like stuck in my weird little feelings about things. But like, I've been feeling something about Missing a Million Miles of Fun for like since this song came out. And I was telling you via text message earlier that this song is like, I've been like sitting in my car just like crying to this song before without like knowing why. And it's definitely the Missing a Million Miles of Fun thing.
It is like a really, it's an interesting idea in this song. Mm. Like, to miss a million miles of fun. Because it feels like it's, I don't know, I always felt like the song was like about having fun, but it is weird that it's like about anxiety of not having fun. And I guess like missing a million miles of fun is definitely about, it's, I guess it's about like FOMO.
Yeah, it feels like it's about FOMO. Yeah. Some kind of regret.
I feel like it's so weird to me that they say, I know it's up for me. If you steal my sunshine, because I always thought it should, it always, it's like a weird, like not like a slant, like it's like a weird, like Emily Dickinson-esque move where you like think she should say something, but then she says something else. Why do you say, I know it's up for me? Like, I feel like it sounds like they should say, I know it's up to me.
Yeah, up for me. Like, it's all over?
Yeah, I guess it's all over for me. Because it's like, if you say, I know it's up to me, if you steal my sunshine, it's like the speaker has like a lot of agency.
And it's like about agency. It's like, I need to like,
yes,
I'm the person in charge of whether I have fun.
Right, 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 right. It's like about you. Exactly. Like taking some responsibility for your happiness.
Yeah.
And that, but it's like, I know it's up for me. If you steal my sunshine, yeah, implies like, like someone else just controls your happiness.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what to make of that.
Making sure I'm not in too deep. Keeping versed and on my feet.
I mean, I don't know if it can withstand
the scrutiny.
But I will say, like, I missed a million miles of fun is like this like really sort of poetic way of expressing regret, I feel like, and in a way that feels like, I don't know, it just sticks with me. Like when you're feeling like things have gotten away from you in some way, or that like,
yeah,
it's like a version of like worrying about time passing too quickly, but like not in the sense of like life moves too fast or whatever, but just like, oh, there was like fun I could have had and I didn't, or something, you know, like,
right.
I don't know. I'm moved by that.
I'm not only among, but I invite who I want to come. And then the other one is, and of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. I love this, like, sibling, to two sides of a sibling coin,
yeah,
speaking to each other across these lines when they were angry with each other.
Well, I mean, according to one sentence of a Wikipedia entry that I like tried to follow the link.
I feel like there was more about it somewhere because I thought I read about it too.
I like tried to follow the link in for the source for that sentence and like in the Wikipedia article, and like even that like shed no light on it for me, but
oh my god, fascinating. Oh my god.
Anyway. I just love this song. I've always loved it.
It really
makes me happy. We should mention that it samples the song More by Andrea True Connection.
Really good.
Yeah.
Amazing song.
A great song. Let's do the other one.
All right. Sunny came home.
Sunny came home with a list of names. She didn't believe in transcendent. And it's time for a
Yeah.
The 1998 Song of the Year Grammy winner.
Would you have guessed 98 for this song without looking it up? I thought earlier.
I would have also, yeah. I would have honestly guessed like 92.
Oh, wow. I would have guessed like 95.
It makes sense, 98, but it gives it a different vibe to me. Totally. I feel like 93 places it in context with like, well, actually, I don't know. Like, I think of this song in association almost with like what's that song that's like, I'm not an addict? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, God. I have to look it up.
I can Google it if you're...
Not an addict. It's cool. Who wrote that song?
K's Choice.
Yeah. When did it come out?
95.
Oh, that was 95. But yeah, like I feel like if it came out earlier in the 90s, or when did my favorite song come out? Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover.
Sophie B. Hawkins?
Yeah. Best song of all time.
That came out in
92.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, so it's like I feel like I could place this song in context with like that.
What? We just have to do a Sophie B. Hawkins episode.
Oh my God, we really do. Yeah. She's the best. Yeah. But yeah, like I feel like I associate this song with like that kind of like era and energy. Mm-hmm. And that's like cool. I feel like if it came out in 1998, then it's like, yeah, it belongs in the like vibe of like Paula Cole and like Lilith Fair and Meredith Brooks. Like it's sure. like more that vibe, which is also cool, also but just great. Different. Yeah. Like it's like a later 90s. I don't know. Like, it's just different.
I definitely associate it with the Paula Cole song. I mean,
like, oh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, they're all in the same, like, in the same genre or world of like female, like folk-ish singer-songwriter 90s vibes. But yeah, the song is incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, I was trying to think of how I could see these two songs as connected.
I love it.
And the only thing I could come up with is that it's like the fact that the protagonist of the song's name is Sunny is kind of like an ironic twist on the dark themes of the song.
Great point.
And maybe like, I don't know, there's something, I don't know if there's something there.
Well, it's like these songs are like not afraid of the darkness.
Yeah.
They don't
you think
fear
Len doesn't fear the darkness?
No, I think they're like dealing with it. They're like, you know, they're like thinking about it.
Yeah, that's fair. I like that.
But this song is dark as fuck.
It is dark as fuck. It's incredible.
I didn't realize like...
Oh, like...
Well, like the extent of like what Wikipedia says this song is about. Mm. Like,
oh yeah, well, Wikipedia.
Like a murder spree.
Yeah, well, okay. What is that based on? Did the artist say that?
Well, she called it a murder ballad, according to Wikipedia.
Oh, a murder ballad. Okay. I guess I always thought of it as like a feminist revenge plot ballad.
I guess I always missed the revenge piece.
She came home with a vengeance.
I know. I guess I thought it was like, I just never knew what Sunny was doing. Like,
yeah,
she's got the book and the box of tools. She's like,
she's got a lot.
The vengeance, I guess I never really quite parsed.
I mean, yeah, like it's like, well, I don't know. I'll just read from the beginning of the song. To place us in the world of this tale. Sunny came home to her favorite room. Sunny sat down in the kitchen. She opened a book and a box of tools. Sunny came home with a mission. She says, days go by, I'm hypnotized. I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fly out of my mind into the fire. So, like, I don't really care what Wikipedia says. Like, it's like, I feel like the idea that it's a murder. You said, like, Wikipedia says that that it's, like, about someone who, like, comes home from, like, jail?
Okay. I read a couple things on Wikipedia. One was that this is a this album was a concept album about divorce.
Okay, that and, that checks out to me.
And then the other is like that Wikipedia says, where is it? Colvin has referred to the song as a murder ballad, indicating that at least one arson attack had a fatal outcome.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I kind of always felt like she's like, I feel like my personal belief is that there's been some like abuse or other like foul play that took place in the house. And so it's like she's burning it down as like an act of vigilante justice or something. Is like how it feels. So it's like, yeah, like the divorce thing. Cause in the video, she's in like a fucking wedding dress, which is helpful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of red items. Yeah. There's like a lot fire. Of like
burning film.
Yeah. There's a lot of burning film, but yeah, like, it's like, oh my God. Yeah. Cause I feel like I never thought about like the lyrics that closely, but I was like, oh, like the thing about the fire. And then I feel like,
well, I mean, there's definitely a fire. I guess, like, I just always thought that strike a match was, like, a metaphor.
Yeah. Well, because it does seem kind of like a metaphor. Like, I was thinking about, like, lighting the fire, and then I, like, was thinking of it as, like, oh, is this song about, like someone lighting something on fire? But then I, like, it was, like, my blood, like, ran cold when I read, like, when she says, like, I thought it was, like, I was, like, oh, that would be funny if it's, like, right. about someone setting a fire. But then she says, what's the part?
Dry is good and wind is better.
Yeah. Get the kids and bring a sweater. Dry is good and wind is better. Count the years you always knew it. Strike a match, go on and do it. Like, wow. That's, like, fucked up. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, she's burning it all down.
The world is burning down, she says.
Incredible. I mean, like, I feel like this idea of like, yeah, it's like she's like getting the kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's like she's getting the I feel like she's kind of like getting the kids and then setting her house on fire, like killing her husband, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think that's what's going on. Although like the Wikipedia like it suggests that there's like a list list of names, right? Sonny came home with a list of names. That there's many like
that's right, the list of names. Wikipedia suggests it's like she came home,
it's like a murder spree.
It's a murder spree. Okay.
I'm not even blaming Sonny, to be honest. I want to be clear. I'm not judging the murder spree.
No. Well, it's like she said, like, well, I feel like it like calls to mind like narratives around like forgiveness versus revenge, you know, like it's like, cause it says it's really cool when it says, Sunny came home with a list of names. The next line is she didn't believe in transcendence.
Great point.
So it's like she doesn't like – it's like I don't know where she's coming from, like, but she doesn't believe – or like if coming – well, we've – whatever. We'll get to that next. But like if – it's like not believing in like transcendence is like you – like it's like this idea that like – I don't know. Like
about
I feel
whether
like
people can change?
Yeah, and like whether you should forgive people. Whether it's like a – you're a bigger person or like – it's like the bigger person thing to do to like forgive someone or like, yeah, it's like, I feel like this narrative is kind of like choosing revenge and like, it is, it's like righteous in this song. Yeah. Like we're not judging her. This is like the correct move.
Righteous is a great word for it. Cause the word vengeance also feels sort of like biblical. Like, like there's
she
something
came home with a vengeance.
There's
yeah.
something like, yeah, like supernatural about it. Like, or like, you know, a few small repairs. Like, it's like delusional to think you have this much control over the world, but it's like that delusion is intoxicating in a certain way. It's like, I'm going to fix things, you know?
Oh, like the
like none of us
small repairs, but I don't think it's delusion to say.
I just mean like none of us has the power. An individual person doesn't get to have the power to like decide how to fix the world, but mm-hmm. you can take that power anyway, right? Like you can.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like it's like also just like fixing like the problem in her personal life. Because it's like she comes home with like a toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's time for a few repairs, she said. So it's also like this like weird. I don't know what the word is, like understate. What's the word? Like understatement, like a few repairs.
I can never remember which.
Right? Which like it's term. Like not.
Is that like toadies?
Yeah. It's like, because the other one yeah, is like, is oh, it is like
ironic, ironic understatement.
Ironic understatement, right. Because yeah. the opposite would be like hyperbole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, like a few small repairs. To the house when what she means is like, I'm going to burn the shit down
yeah.
and kill my husband, perhaps. Yeah. But like, I think it's cool too, that she has like a toolbox. Cause it's like the territory of the man of the house, traditionally yeah. speaking.
Good point. Good point.
And she comes home to her favorite room.
Is the favorite room the kitchen?
Right. That's the question on everyone's mind. She sat down in the kitchen. Yeah, like maybe she's yeah, yeah, I feel like it is. Like I feel like it's like she, her yeah, it's like the woman's place is in the kitchen.
Oh.
And she's yeah, maybe that's all I can think of to make of that. Yeah, like right. it's like she's like an ironic reclamation of the kitchen space.
Yeah. Reclaiming and burning. That's
reclaiming the domestic space. Yeah, and burning. Opened a book. Is the book
yeah, what's
like
the book?
A how to book burn your house down? Like it seems like it's like an instruction manual or something. What is yeah. the book? Is it could, the Bible?
It could be a Bible. I mean, the word missions in the next, like, you know, mission feels vaguely like.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it said, it says Sunny came home with a list of goals. Mission is like a different way of putting it.
Ooh.
You know?
I man, yeah.
Days go. Oh, okay. Well, no, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh my God. I don't, yeah, I was going to say, all right, let's talk about this. We'll get to that in a moment because I was just going to say, I feel like the idea of coming home,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, we need to talk about it. Yeah. Like, it's like, first of all, like, okay, both metaphorically and literally, I guess, like, what does it mean to come home, both in the grander world and in the song? Like, it's yeah. like, she's coming home. First of all, where is she coming home from? Like, is she just coming home from like a simple outing to the grocery store, or is she like coming home from like a trip? The Wikipedia suggests that she's coming home from jail, right?
From quote imprisonment or institutionalization.
Oh wow,
that's what Wikipedia says.
Okay. Oh,
but ooh. Listen, I don't
that's
know.
That's interesting.
No,
I just feel like she's coming home from somewhere like. Where she's been gone for a while. So
it
perhaps
does.
She was institutionalized or imprisoned.
But it's like, I don't know. I want to like argue for like, it's good that we're doing this like literal
yeah.
reading, but like songs are feelings also. And it's like, you know, it's just coming home from somewhere far away or like.
Yeah. And I don't like, well, I certainly don't like a reading of this song where like Sunny's crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
I'm not into, like, a narrative of someone who came home from being, like, in a mental hospital and now is doing something that we can all agree is, like, crazy. Like, not okay. No.
I mean, I'm not, like, advocating people, like, commit arson here. But, like,
sure,
but yeah, no,
sure.
I agree.
But
with
this song is, like, a space where we're, like, being empathetic. For
it's
this.
A song. It's yeah. not like we're watching a movie about someone killing people. It's different.
I mean, even that, I feel like there could be a movie where you're like giving.
True. True.
Like the space is like an empathetic space for like looking at her reasons for whatever she's doing.
True,
and her feelings. But anyway, so
art
you
can
were,
do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what art can do. Oh, so you were going to talk about Days Go By.
Days Go By, I'm hypnotized, I'm walking on a wire. It's just like, God, it really, it's not a song that, well, maybe it does invite you to relate to it in some way. It's just like, now that I never thought it was about something like so like
literal?
Violent kind of and literal. Mm-hmm. Like, I just never went there in my head for some reason. Wrongly, probably. But like, Days Go By, I'm hypnotized, I'm walking on a wire is like a piece of the song that even like young Seth was like kind of relating to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very relatable concept. Didn't I text you earlier that I too am walking on a wire?
You did say that.
Yeah, it's like she's just like on, I don't know what you would say, like,
living on the edge. Yeah,
she's like on the, I don't know, like on a precipice or like on like, yeah, she's just like reaching the end of her rope, if you will.
It's a threshold moment.
Yeah, threshold. Thank you. Threshold. Yeah.
And on the other side of doing this stuff, everything will be different. It's like, you can't, you know what they say? You can't go home again.
Ooh, whoa. What do you mean?
Well, that's just like the saying. You can't go home again.
Is that a saying? I don't know that. Like, what does it mean?
I think it means like, it's kind of like.
Like you can't go back to how things were.
Yeah, I always think of it like being. Yeah, I think of it as like being the same as like you can't step into the same river twice or whatever. It's like the time goes by and you go by and like.
Yeah, like it's like you can't go home again. Well, yeah, because I feel like the idea of like going home also has like this like weightiness to it, because it's like when you like go, like the feeling like going home is not just about like going to your house, like it's like you're like going back to like the place that you are like most yourself, or you're like, I don't know, there's some like weird vindication in like going in, like returning home.
Yeah, wait, is this why you brought up Ulysses earlier?
Oh, why did I bring that up? I was just thinking of what's the end of that book where it's like, yes,
yes,
yes.
I can, yes, I will, yes. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Or wait, is this, there's no like she said.
Yes, I said, yes, I will,
yes. Yes, I said. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't know. I think I was just thinking about that phrase. That's why. And I don't think it was related to this, but I've never read Ulysses. And I was like, I should probably read it at some point in my life. Not for no, almost because that's the last line and every, and it's like this cool last line. So you like want to read it because it's the last line.
One of the great last lines.
Yeah. Like it's so good. Yeah. But anyway, why do you
feel just like Ulysses, related? Like the, in the Greek, like Ulysses, the story of coming, like the Odyssey, the story of coming home, you know? Like,
oh, ooh, wow. Or that's going funny. Home. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that, but it's all,
everything is connected.
Connected. It really is. Incredible. Amazing song.
Yeah. I like Bring a Sweater.
Get the kids and bring a sweater. Yeah, Bring a Sweater is good. It's surprising.
Yeah.
It's like the most like quotidian of things.
Oh, man. So we need to know, just like to leave us with some like things to think about down the road. We need to find out at some point what the book was.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What's
end is so... The end of this song, even realized it's like really like hitting, it's like on the nose. It's telling us the end of her story. Like, cause it says, I don't know if I even noticed this. Oh, light the sky and hold on tight. The world is coming down. She's out there on her own and she's all right.
Your Sunny lyrics say the home. World is coming down?
Our world is burning down. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I just read it wrong.
Okay.
She's out there on her own. She's all right. So it's like, yeah, it's like this like feminist, what's the word? Triumph. It's a triumph. She's like, she's all right on her own.
Go get him, Sonny.
Go get him, Sonny. It's so good.
The world is burning down has always, the way she sings that part of the song is really beautiful too. It sort of reaches this like crescendo.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. I'm like having trouble remembering it, but it is really good.
I'm not going to try to do it.
That's kind of what I was hoping.
Not going to happen.
It's a really fun song to sing.
Yeah.
I wanted to send you.
I was singing along, dancing around in my kitchen.
Ooh, yeah. Your favorite room.
Yeah.
I wanted to send you a voice memo of me singing it.
Please do.
But I couldn't manage to do it because I was using my phone to listen to it.
Been there.
It's a modern problem, is it not?
Been there, my friend.
Yeah. I don't know. Amazing. Well, songs about the sun.
Yeah, this has been a little mini episode about songs about the sun.
And, or sunny.
You can listen to us on all the usual places. Leave us a review or rating. Our theme song is Golden West Service featuring Shreddy Vedder. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.